K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another edition right here, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Unbelievable. Out there in Manhattan, Kansas, I'm at K-State University. Been a busy one. Somehow getting things done, making adjustments. Outside of the podcast and everything else in between. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. My name is Eddie Greer on this Friday edition, which will be come out tomorrow night, or actually tomorrow morning. This is February 6th, 2026. It's the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Yeah, it's been one of those days, folks, all over the place, but yet still getting you guys recording content for your K-State Wildcats. They're going to be in action all day tomorrow. Got women's tennis doing a two-day. And I know we talked about this in the MHK, but we're going to bring it back because tomorrow is obviously K-State Saturday. So we're going to preview it right here. So while I have y'all free for a minute, free for a few minutes here, and then before I go on back to making other adjustments, let's talk about that for a few minutes here on the podcast. Again, the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it wherever you get your podcast, free and available daily, or just record K-State content. When this comes out, it'll be game day for the men's and women's basketball team and, of course, women's tennis team playing two. They're going to play Tulsa, and then immediately, more likely, probably take a jet, a small airplane to Arkansas to take on the Razorbacks there. And then, of course, next weekend, I hate to jump the gun that fast, but the men's, women's ranked, men's, women's indoor track and field teams will be going down there to take on Arkansas and plenty of other teams in a Tyson Invitational. So you got that going on. Recently, there's a run of our teams going out to the state of Arizona to take on either Arizona or Arizona State. Women's basketball stumbling against the worst team in the league the other night. And let's do this in order. I already mentioned the activity here. Let me double check real quick. Yeah, so Tulsa, I don't know what time the game is, what time the match is going to start. So there's that. Either it'll be sometime around lunchtime or it will be in the afternoon sometime there as well. So we're going to have that. We'll postcast reaction after every K-State athletic event. So we're going to have that for you there as well. Men's basketball, start there. 1 o'clock tomorrow on the road, Fort Worth. And no, I was not aware that TCU also had a bye week themselves there as they get ready to take on TCU down there in Fort Worth, Texas. Down there, I'm going to pull up the standings again because I didn't do a basketball episode solely this week. So we're going to do that right there, right now, here on the show. We don't want to see UFC right now. Let's take that away for a minute. Yeah, so TCU apparently had a bye week as well. So this is K-State, just like me, most of the time, K-State men's basketball can't catch a break nowadays. Now, and TCU comes in now. Now, again, TCU coming in here, or hosting anyways, 13-9, 3-6 in the Big 12 Conference. 3-6, and you're thinking, all right, we have a chance, right? But again, K-State shorthanded. But even then, if we were at full strength, I don't know. K-State 10-12 coming this matchup, 1-8 in Big 12 play. Again, who is going to step up other than PJ Haggerty and give the guys some help? I mean, he cannot do it all. Nate Johnson, I'm looking at you. David Castillo, looking at y'all. Y'all too. Y'all got to step up to the plate. I said this with the women's basketball team in the last 2 weeks. I'm going to say it here. You're going to need three guys in double figures. And those three give you the best chance. Now, again, Coach Stitch, if he's on, he can give you those points there as well. Maybe it's a top. Tosh Manning is a flipping the coin. I don't know. Dorian Buca can give you minutes. I don't know. C.J. Jones is a mystery. You know, he probably, it's like he digressed a little bit. I don't know. And then Marcus, I sure as hell don't trust Marcus Johnson. No shade, but what I've seen, So, yeah, I'm looking at you three, you two, Nate Johnson, David Castillo, somebody's gonna have to help the PJ out. PJ can't do everything. I mean, yeah, we're short-handed. Yeah, we've been known that. And this team has really gone down the tank. And we're, again, K-State men's basketball, the worst team in the league. Or a tie for it. But anyway, still the worst team in the league. Utah is 9-13. You're 10-12. So the record, we stink right now. That's just the bottom line. There's just no sugarcoating that. Right now, I feel like I've been repeating myself the last month and change since the calendar year turned 2026. Okay, so we'll have to see what happens on the road. It seems like to me this team plays much better on the road than at Bramus Coliseum. Who would have said that? Going, we winding back to what late October when the season started. Who would have said that coming out of my mouth? Right, this team plays much better away from Bramus than it is not having that home court advantage. This is crazy. This is, so maybe there's a fighting chance there. Again, PJ Hagger's going to have to help. You can't, you know you're going to get at least, I'll be shocked if Hagerty does not hit double figures tomorrow afternoon. But yeah, again, same thing. You're going to need Nate Johnson. If I wanted to put something out there, those two, Nate Johnson's got to play better, which he did against West Virginia. And we still lost the game. So, this team's going to have to play 40 minutes. That's just the bottom line. Play 40 minutes. Give yourself a chance to win this game. Stay close. Hang around. I mean, TCU ain't that much better at 3-6. So, this is about the Purples, obviously, down Fort Worth. So, we'll see what happens. K-State, let me see. Let me go back to the schedule. They have not won a game. They're on a three-game losing streak. Since besides not having that home court advantage, since winning that Utah game at home, which that was shady itself, they could have lost that game. So you have lost five of your last six. You lost three straight games. So we'll see what Coach Tang and his boys got down at TCU tomorrow afternoon. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III, your K-State Saturday preview on tap. I'm recording this episode on Friday, February 6th, 2026. Again, Pro Watcher Podcast, wherever you get your favorite podcast. Women's side. So women's tennis tomorrow, hosting Tulsa. K-State men's basketball at TCU. And then the National Women's in Sports game in Manhattan for the K-State women's basketball team comes later in the afternoon tomorrow on ESPN Plus against BYU. And it was well documented in the postcast that, and Jasmine, I didn't even have to listen to Jasmine Halliburton, a friend of the podcast, in her podcast today. I didn't even listen to that. She pretty much repeated what I just said on my postcast. Again, go back, check it out if you have not already, about that loss. And I said, I took it a step further. That was the worst loss of the season. Not ready to play, and all this stuff. Yeah, Arizona, they were 1-11, not at the time, now 2-9. And you were not ready to play. Now, again, you got BYU now ahead of you. You gotta win this game. That's just what it is at this point. You're coming off a bad loss. You need more. Like I've been saying for the last 2 weeks, you need more. TCU gave you that spark, but you didn't do anything with it. Terrence Sides had double figures in that loss too, but nobody else didn't do anything. And Clausen went back, kind of pulled out the chair and said, hey, no, you don't need me today. Gina Garcia, no production. Yeah. Jasmine Halbert was spot on. You need more from your point guards. Particularly, I've been calling out Terrence Sides the rest of the second half. You need a little bit more, and definitely need more from Gina Garcia. You're not – that's inexcusable. And Natasha Clausen, yeah, she – Basically, just pulled out that lawn chair, said, "Oh, you need me for this." So, hey, you're at home. Yeah, Jeff Mini was, I was spot on about Jeff Mini. He was definitely pulling his hair. Listen to that interview today. Just being around this long, what is the 12th year at K-State, right? Or 11th, 12th year, something like crazy like that, right? You pick on certain tendencies. And you definitely pick up, and like everybody in the media is picking up the Jerome Tang tendencies in the press, in the post-game press conferences, picking up certain things. Yep, everybody's been talking about that all week. I'm not going to talk about that right now. Nope. Nope, not right now. I ain't got time for it. Let everybody else talk about that. We'll have our say potentially on Monday when Alex comes on the show officially. Back to the show officially, right? So, yeah, you have to play better. It's just, you're at home, BYU. This, again, I said it way back. You have to win this game. This is the bottom line. For one, I don't think this team is going to the NCAA tournament. I don't know. Sorry, Jack. I don't know where you picked that up from, Jasmine. I'm sorry to call you out on that, but yeah, I don't see that happening. This team is like I predicted it way before the season started. You've been every day on this podcast. I said it. This is now. I didn't know they were the third youngest team. Now that I do know that now, but they're pretty young. And Tess Hill. Wrapped up his case when she wraps up this case, her case college career here in a few weeks, which is really coming up pretty fast. Yeah, you got at this point in the season. I said it. You have to continue to stat games, stat practices, stat games, and all that. You just can't have okay, two games here. We good, and then one game. We're gonna take a break for a little bit and just chill out. No, you cannot. You just can't. You have to build on these because there's always a team or somebody individually that's going to be better than you. Yeah, you're just going to have to figure it out. This team's going to have to figure it out. We're 24 games into the season, and we're still ebbs and flows, like I predicted in the beginning of the year. We're going to try to ride this roller coaster, continue to ride it there as well. So that was a missed opportunity there. I don't see – now, again, if they go on some massive run – here late in the second half of the season, maybe I'll take that comment back, but I'm gonna leave that comment there because I don't. This team is just too consistent. Now they can beat, like I said, they can beat Arizona State, one of the better teams in the league. They can beat Texas Tech, who was ranked at the time, up going to their own house and upset them. And the next thing you know, you lose to the worst team in the league. That's some Atlanta Falcons stuff right there. Yeah, I'll put the Atlanta Falcons reference back in there because that's exactly what the Atlanta Falcons did. You beat the good teams, but you can't beat the sorry-ass teams. Yeah, call what you see it. So I expect this team had a little bit more motivation. More motivation. You're at home. Jeff Mini probably went into your ass a little bit. Hey, go in there, take handle your business. Handle BYU. BYU, though, is 16-7, but they've been subpar as well. Covered these teams that have been subpar, you have a chance. If K-State plays what they're, even if they're like their 98% game, they have a chance to win the game. I mean, you had a chance to beat Colorado. You didn't do it. You had a chance to beat Arizona. You got flat out worked early. You went out, you came out. Coach Mini put it, they came out too flat. You can't do that. There's just no easy game. and I might be at fault for that because I put it out there. But again, I caught what I see it still. I mean, you should have won that ball game. There's just no way around it. But so we'll see what happens with our teams tomorrow. That is the Saturday slate tomorrow. And of course, we'll have postcast reaction to on Sunday and Monday. So there you go. So we do postcast recaps along with news after every K-State athletic event. We try to cover everybody. So that's what our show is all about. Try to get everybody involved in this thing. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. My brain froze for a minute. Yes, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where podcasts are found. Free and available daily. We're in Chester Court, Kansas State content. Make sure if you've been in every day or you've been in and out or you just joined the Pro Project Podcast, make sure you continue to spread the word out there to other K-State fans about the Pro Project Podcast. I appreciate you so much for doing that. Man, this has somehow been a productive day somehow. Now I got to finish up making adjustments, and yeah, we're going to move on to Saturday, move on to the weekend. And yeah, it's Super Bowl weekend. So yeah, I got to make these last adjustments, and then yep, it is on to the weekend here, and we'll see what our teams do on tomorrow. When y'all listen to this, it will be game day Saturday. Alex Aiden out there in San Jose, California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate you, K-State Nation. This has been another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll catch you.